This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
These are challenging times, but you don't have to navigate them alone. Welcome to How Can I Help? I'm Dr. Gail Saltz. I'm a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and best-selling author. And I'm here every week to answer your most pressing questions, hopefully with understanding, insight, and advice. Ghosting is a phenomenon where a person suddenly stops all communication and contact with another person without any explaining or warning. There has been a substantial rise in this phenomenon of ghosting, especially in the app dating world, where many people find the stakes low and they find it easy to ghost. So today, I'm answering a listener's question about how to deal with being ghosted. There are multiple reasons why people might ghost someone else. Avoiding confrontation. Some people feel so uncomfortable or anxious about communicating their feelings or breaking off a relationship, so instead, they choose to avoid it altogether by ghosting. Sometimes people lose interest in the other person or in the relationship and feel that it's easier to just disappear than to explain their lack of interest. Other times, people might fear that they will hurt the other person's feelings by communicating their true feelings, so they opt instead to ghost them. Another issue is conflict avoidance. If there's been a disagreement or a conflict between two people, one might choose to ghost the other in order to avoid having any sort of conflict or confrontation. And some people just lack social skills. They lack the social skills needed to communicate effectively, and so they choose to ghost instead of facing the awkwardness of the situation for themselves. While ghosting is in fact hurtful and confusing for the people ghosted, it is important to remember that it is not necessarily a reflection of that person's worth. In fact, the reasons behind ghosting often have more to do with the person who did the ghosting than the person who is ghosted. One reason why it might be more prevalent on dating apps is the ease of communication and the vast number of options available to people. With the swipe of a finger, users can easily move on to the next potential match, making it tempting to avoid difficult conversations or confrontations. Additionally, the lack of face-to-face interaction and the anonymity of online communication makes it easier for people to disconnect from others and avoid taking any responsibility for their actions. Ghosting is a relatively common phenomenon, especially in the age of digital communication, where it's easy to simply stop responding to messages or calls. In 2018, a survey by the dating app Plenty of Fish found that 80% of millennials reported having been ghosted at least once. A survey by YouGov in 2020 found that 28% of adults in the U.S. reported having ghosted someone, and 37% reported having been ghosted themselves. It's important to know that these surveys may not reflect the full extent of ghosting, however, because many people don't report or acknowledge that it has happened to them. It can have psychologically significant impact on the person who has been ghosted, leaving the person feeling confused and hurt, especially if they were emotionally invested in the relationship. And the lack of closure and explanation can be difficult to understand and accept. Being ghosted can lead to self-doubt and feelings of inadequacy. You may wonder, what did I do wrong? Or you might question your worth, which can be damaging in the end to your self-esteem. Ghosting can create trust issues, making it harder for the person affected to open up and form connections with others in the future. And without closure or explanation, it can be very challenging for the person who's been affected to move on from that relationship or that situation. They might continue to hold on to hope. Maybe they'll contact me at some point, or feelings of attachment. And that makes it harder to heal and move forward. Overall, ghosting can have a profound impact on the emotional and psychological well-being of the person affected. It's essential to communicate openly and honestly in any kind of relationship, and to treat other people with respect and compassion. But I will also say that ghosting can also have long-term impact on the person who ghosted you, because that person never learns how to have sometimes difficult but necessary communications with a person, and thereby solve problems and grow intimacy for themselves. And that means that that person may have difficulty having a good and long-lasting relationship in their future. And in addition, people who ghost often find themselves struggling with guilt later over their behavior. In other words, if you are listening to this podcast, I urge you, no matter how minimal it might be, or how difficult the communication might feel, don't ghost anyone. It's really a dysfunctional and often enough cruel thing to do to anyone. So with that, right after the break, we'll get to my listener's question.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect.
Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Welcome back. Let's get to my listener's question and see, how can I help? Dear Dr. Saltz, I have been using several dating apps to date. So far, I have not found a great relationship. And one thing I fear may be holding me back is that a few months ago, I had gone on several dates with someone who I was really liking. And it seemed from the things that he was saying to me, both in person and by text, that he was really liking me too. And then one day, for absolutely no reason I can discern, because the last time we had spoken at the end of a date, he said that this was so fun. I really like seeing you, and let's do this again. He just seemingly disappeared. He did not text or call. And after a few days, I texted him saying, hey, want to plan another date? And I got no answer. Over the next week, I texted twice more saying, hey, want to get together? And is everything okay? And nothing. I never got another word. I felt mystified, hurt, and embarrassed, and I can't understand what in the world happened. It made me question myself. Did I do something wrong that I didn't know about? Do I have no capacity to read if someone actually likes me or is about to dump me? It really messed with my trust. Now when a guy says, hey, I like you, I don't really know if I should believe him. I'm kind of holding back, figuring any time now, this guy could just disappear. At the same time, I'm realizing that it's making me less able to be forthcoming about my own feelings, and actually harder for me to even admit to myself what my own feelings are. I actually am still thinking about this ghosting, and I don't know how to move on and stop being upset about it. I need help. What you experienced was hurtful, and your hurt response is understandable. But your self-recriminations are misplaced. The truth is, after several dates, you don't really know someone emotionally. You know them more superficially. What he did says much more about him than it does about you. What it says about him, you may never know. He may be a coward emotionally, unable to say he didn't feel enough interest to continue dating. It may be he isn't able to be comfortable with actual intimacy himself. It may be something going on in his life or emotional situation that prevents him from continuing to date right now. But it really doesn't matter which. The end result is he not only did not have the capacity to continue dating, he didn't have the capacity to show you the respect and civility of telling you that. And as painful as that was to you, you should know that you are actually lucky you found that out a few dates in and not a few months or a few years, when you would have wasted more time and felt more hurt. The man who did this, in other words, isn't a man who you would have gone on to have a meaningful and fulfilling relationship with because of who he is. You keep thinking about it because you don't feel, and in fact did not get, to have closure. It might be helpful to write a letter that you will not send to the person who ghosted you, to put onto paper the things that you would have liked to have said if you'd had the opportunity, and to then do something that gives a person a sense of closure. For you, this might be tearing it up, burning it, burying it in your backyard, something that gives you, and this is done. And then reframe your view of this. This means something about him, not you. The thing this means is it's a sign he could not have been the man you would have wanted. So sooner, better than later. And now you've been freed up to spend time finding someone much more deserving of your time, of your emotional health, of your care, and your intimacy. It's okay to be more wary in the earliest phase of a relationship that you don't yet know this person well, and therefore can only trust them so much, until, as we do with relationships that go on to be important, learn to know them better over time and grow that trust. But this also means, little by little, being more vulnerable and trusting them more along the way. It's also okay, as you get to know someone, to let them know if there is a problem that you would want to know what it is. If they feel that this isn't working between you, that it's okay, in fact, more than okay, it's important to let you know that you are a communicator and you would like to be communicated to, good or bad. But that ghosting is not something you'd ever expect from them or do to them. I hope that was helpful. Being ghosted can be painful and confusing, but there are steps you can take to deal with it psychologically and move forward. Acknowledge your emotions. It's normal to feel hurt, rejected, angry, or confused when you're ghosted. You don't need to suppress or ignore your emotions. Instead, allow yourself to feel them and then to process them. You can talk to a friend about it. You can write things in a journal about it. You can even seek support from a therapist if that would be helpful. Next, reframe your perspective. Try to see the situation from a different angle. Instead of seeing yourself as being rejected, view it as an opportunity to focus on yourself, your goals, and your self-care, and to know that this had more to do with them, and this will set you on a different path that will not include them, which is probably all for the best. Practice self-compassion. Be kind and compassionate to yourself. Don't blame yourself or engage in negative self-talk. Remind yourself, you are worthy of love and respect. This was not it, but you're worthy of it, and that's what you'll seek in the future. Try not to take it personally. Ghosting says more about them than it says about you. It may not have anything to do with your worth or value as a person. Create closure for yourself. Closure doesn't always come from the other person. You can create your own closure by, for example, writing a letter to that person, but not necessarily sending it, doing a ritual or activity that represents closure for you, and think about how to move forward. Engage in activities that you enjoy. Go out and meet new people. Practice self-growth. And remember, your worth is not defined by one person's actions. Ultimately, you can learn from this experience. You can reflect on what you've learned and use it to grow and to set boundaries for yourself for future relationships. For example, being able early in a relationship to say how important communication is to you, to discuss if any problems come up and how they can be resolved, or if it's not working out, to have some sort of closure. Remember, healing from being ghosted takes time, so be patient and gentle with yourself. It's okay to seek support from others if you're really struggling to cope. Do you have a problem I can help with? If so, email me at howcanihelp@senecawomen.com. All senders remain anonymous. And listen every Friday to How Can I Help? With me, Dr. Gail Saltz.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.